This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto this edition of the podcast. I am Brad Brown. If it's the first time you're joining me, welcome. I'm coming to you from a pretty gorgeous Cape Town in South Africa. And this is the home of Ironman triathletes who dream on qualifying for the Ironman World Championships in Kona, Hawaii. Every day of the week, I speak to an age grouper who has done it. That's the prereq for being on the show, is you have to be, or you have to have raced, and you have to have qualified for the Ironman World Champs. So you're not hearing about what people think it takes. You are hearing it from the proverbial horse's mouth. And yeah, a massive thank you to you. We've hit a couple of big milestones over the last week or so here at TKE HQ. One of them, I mentioned it last week, is I set the goal in 2018, the beginning of 2018, to hit 1 million downloads of the podcast in the calendar year. And as it stands now, we're heading towards the end of September. We've smoked it, I can tell you that much. 3 months left of the year, and we've hit 1 million downloads for the year. And it was just a few days after that as well. I mean, we've been going for 3 years here at the Kona Edge. It was just a few days after that, actually on the weekend, we hit 2 million downloads overall. So, yeah, things are amazing. And it's all because of you for listening and downloading to the podcast. So thank you very, very much for being part of this community. I appreciate you massively, and I really appreciate you listening. So, yeah, coming up on today's podcast, we'll get some swim tips from Ben Bell. And before we chat to Ben, though, just a quick thanks to the sponsor of this edition of the podcast. It is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for high-performance race wheels at half the price, then be sure to check out Wheel Science. The URL to get to is thekonaedge.com/wheels. If you want to see what they look like in action, check out our social media feeds, okay? That's at The Kona Edge. You can find us across the board, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just search for Kona Edge and you'll find us. And there are a couple of pics of me riding around Cape Town on a set of Wheel Science wheels. They are fantastic. The Elementals, I am in love, let me tell you. So the URL to get to is thekonaedge.com/wheels, thekonaedge.com/wheels. And if you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get 10% off your order. Welcome back onto the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. And we head back to New South Wales to catch up with Ben Bell here on the podcast. Ben, welcome back onto the show. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Brad.
Ben, let's talk about your swim. I mean, you grew up down the coast in New South Wales, and water's been a big part of what you've done growing up, but you never swam squads. Did it come, the competitive swimming side of things, has it come pretty easily to you, or is it something you've had to work really hard at?
No, it's definitely something I've had to work hard at. I was an adult onset swimmer, I suppose you'd like to say. I didn't start swimming until I was 35, but I try and get into that pool every second day and just keep working my backside off to improve my swim.
Let's talk about those improvements. Over your triathlon career, what are some of the things that you have done that you think has really moved the needle on your swim?
I worked with a coach there for a little while, and he was fantastic. He sort of helped with the technique side of things. Little sessions were really hard, but he drove me, and yeah, we just kept working on the technique. It's not perfect by any means, but it's certainly improved to where it was initially.
What were some of the things you were doing that you've worked on and fixed technique-wise?
Just my catch and missing a lot of the catch and pull through the water. My kick, you know, just due to the legs are crossing over. It's like I was scissor kicking the whole time, and just relaxing in the water and trying to swim long and smooth. That's what we sort of worked on.
Is there still lots of room for improvement on your swim, or are you at the point now where you go, you know what, I'm happy with the gains I've made, and if I'm going to spend more time on improving things, it's better spent elsewhere?
There's definitely room for improvement, but whether I'm going to get that improvement, I don't know. My speed doesn't seem to change a lot, but I get fitter the more swim training I do at the moment, so I find that's probably the biggest benefit. You know, if you get out of that swim after 50 minutes or an hour and you're feeling pretty fresh and not taxed, I'm pretty happy with that at the moment.
What are you currently working on
with regards to your swim? What are you trying to improve or get better at?
Oh, definitely my speed. I'm a bit of a diesel engine, you know. I just tend to be one paced. So if I can work on my speed, you know, especially the speed off the line and sort of punch it out with a few of the quicker guys, and I find I can hold their feet, but it's just that initial start and the speed that I'm lacking.
Well, what are you doing to fix that? Because that is key. I mean, getting on someone's feet is great, but if you miss the feet first up, it's tough to get back on there. So you've got to have that really strong, intense start. What are some of the things you're doing to improve that?
Yeah, just a lot of hundreds on a short time cycle, and doing a bit of work with 50s with band only, just trying to up the stroke rate, and hopefully that'll correlate to a faster start.
Yeah, it's such a technical sport. I often hear on the podcast compared to golf that it's you often overthink it, but there's lots of things to remember and work on. And as a guy, I mean, I struggle to walk and chew gum at the same time. So to focus on so many different things, how do you approach it, Ben? Is it a case of you go, okay, I'm working on this one thing, whether like, technique wise, is that all you focus on, or do you try and like through a workout, are you focusing on different things in a workout?
Yeah, primarily a bit like that, just, you know, focusing on one thing at a time. And once you feel that sort of working and it feels smooth, yeah, you might try and pick another aspect that you also need to work on. So, yeah, I try and really focus on one key element at a time.
As far as workouts, what do you love doing in the pool? What's your favorite swim workout?
Go-to workout, it's normally between 4 to 5 Ks. I'd probably, you know, might be K warm up, something like that. 3 to 4 K main set. I'd tend to do an endurance component first. Might be 4 or 500s. Then I'll do a strength session or strength effort with pull buoy and paddles, mainly 100s or 200s. And I'll finish off with a bit of speed work, 50s or 25s. That's a typical sort of swim set for me.
Do you do anything on deck to sort of improve strength and that sort of thing, or is all your swim stuff focused in the water?
No, I do strength work at home, a bit of core work and TRX work. That's I'll do that 3 to 4 times a week at home, just in front of the TV at night time, just sort of, it's almost relaxing in one sense.
And that's pretty much for across the board. It's not necessarily swim specific. It's pretty much to aid everything.
Yeah, it's just that maintenance sort of work, you know. As I said, a bit of core work and strength work, stretching, rolling, it's all, as you get older, I find it more in need of it.
Yeah, and it's the thing I think that most people neglect, the stretching and just sort of rolling things out. It's often the sessions that hurt physically the most, but they are pretty important.
They are, they definitely are. As I said, as you get older, it becomes more and more important. Stretching and rolling core work, you can't do enough of that.
Absolutely. Well, Ben, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your Ironman bike next time out. Thanks for your time on the Cone Edge.
No worries. Thanks, bro.
That's it for this edition of the show. Thank you so much to Ben for joining us today. And thank you too to our sponsor, Wheel Science, bringing you this episode. If you want to get 10% off high-performance race wheels, make sure you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout. The URL to get to is thekonaedge.com/wheels. It's thekonaedge.com/wheels, and use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout to get 10% off your order. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a wonderful day, and we'll chat then. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.